You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Ho, 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 Christmas cats and Yuletide kittens. I'm Matt the Cat in a Santa hat, welcoming you to another Christmas edition of The Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's the soul that came before rock and roll. Last week was part one of our Yuletide extravaganza, featuring songs about Santa Claus. Well, this week we're back with a stack of Christmas shellac, this time dealing with many different parts of Christmas. And that's why I'm calling part two, Cool Yule, baby. Over the next hour, you're going to hear a soul legend whose debut 78 in 1955 was a Christmas record. We're also going to hear Chuck Berry's take on Charles Brown, the arrangement inspiration for the Drifters' White Christmas, and a seldom heard Christmas record from the great Louis Jordan. So I hope the tree is lit and the juke is turned up loud, baby, as we begin with Louis Armstrong from 1953. On last week's program, I played "Zat You, Santa Claus?" This week, we're going to flip it over to Cool Yule. During 1953, Louis Armstrong performed with a couple of different groups. This group is called the Commanders. They were led by drummer Ed Grady and arranger-conductor Toots Camerata. And since Louis Armstrong played with so many great musicians over the years, they're often forgotten, but they were one of the best, tightest bands he ever played with. And Pops was in top form in 1953. So let's kick off the Cool Yule edition of Juke in the Back with Louis Armstrong and the Commanders spinning off a Decca Records from December of 1953 with, what else? Cool Yule.
On the island to the Sunset Strip, somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the corners of the girls and boys. So day Santa comes on big, come a calling when the snow's the most, when all your cats are sleeping warm as toast, and you gonna flip when old Saint Nick lays a lick on a peppermint stick. You come a flying from a higher place, you fill the stocking by the fireplace, so you have a Yule that's good. Sunset Strip, somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the corners of the girls and boys. So dig, Santa comes on big, come calling when the snow's the most, cats are sleeping warm as toast, and you're gonna flip when the old Saint Nick Place a lick on a peppermint stick. You come a flying from the higher place. Fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you ever use that school? Ever use that school? Yeah, cool, yo.
From Christmas of 1957, those are the Cameos, who were originally known as the Quadrelles. They were from Philadelphia and led by James Oscar Williams, who also wrote that tune, Merry Christmas. As the Quadrelles, they had recorded for Bobby Robinson's Whirlin' Disc label, but when they got to Philadelphia's Cameo Records, they were dubbed the Cameos. We're going to keep that spirit of brotherly love going strong as we stay in Philadelphia for this next cat. A man who would eventually become the King of Soul, the good Right Reverend Solomon Burke. He was born in Philly in 1940 and died 70 years later in 2010. He would become the King of Soul while recording for Atlantic Records during the 1960s. But his career really began at the age of 15, recording for New York's Apollo label. His first release for Apollo was Christmas Presents, a song he would change up and redo in 1967 for Atlantic as Presents for Christmas. Let's hear the original on this week's Cool Yule edition of The Juke in the Back with Solomon Burke's debut record, Christmas Presents.
Christmas presents from heaven. Oh, what a gift it will be. Christmas presents from heaven, living in sweet liberty. Tell me every day will be Christmas child, and every night Christmas Eve. Christmas presents from heaven. Oh, what a gift it will be. Now when I get to heaven, child, there's one thing I wanna do. Place a star up there on a Christmas tree for you and you and you. Tell me all of my burdens, all my pains, no longer shall they bear for Christmas present from heaven. Living in
Christmas presents from heaven. Oh, what a gift it will be. Now, when I get to the village square, there's the one thing I'm gonna do. Put on my shiny robe, my golden shoes, and spread God's heavenly news. Give out all the Christmas gifts that we have around. Give them to the hainer needed ones. Christmas presents up in heaven will be so, so, so much fun. Christmas presents from heaven, Lord. Oh, what a gift it shall be. I want to know now, Christmas presents, just a living in sweet liberty. They tell me every day will be Christmas time, and every night Christmas Eve. Christmas presents from heaven, oh, what a gift it will be.
Soon will be Christmas, darling. Although you're so far away, the present that I'm sending is filled with my true love. I'll miss you most on Christmas Day. The snow has begun to fall, but you're not here with me at all. I know that all our friends, dear, will miss you as I will. They'll be kissing by the mistletoe. My heart and soul's on fire, for you're my one desire. It won't be Christmas, you know. The snow has begun to fall, but you're not here with me at all.
From November of 1955, off the Virginia label, that's Marvin and the Chips with I'll Miss You This Christmas, which was the flip side of their rendition of 16 Tons. And man, when they did 16 Tons, they did it in sort of a gospel feel. I gotta play that on a future Juke in the Back. It's really something to hear. But that flip side, I'll Miss You This Christmas, that's a solid record right there. As is this next one from Dan Grissom, Wonderful Christmas Night. Now, back in the 1940s, Grissom recorded with Red Calendar, and he had records under his own name. But this one here, Wonderful Christmas Night, was never issued. It was recorded in 1948, and I don't know why this wasn't issued. It's just a stellar record, and it deserves to be heard. So let's play it on this week's Cool Yule, a Rhythm and Blues Christmas, Part 2. I'm Matt the Cat, and thankfully Miss Rosie has made another 30 gallons of eggnog, and they are flowing. How else to enjoy a wonderful Christmas night with Dan Grissom on the Juke in the Back?
Snow falling down from heaven, making a mantle of white. Sleigh bells are ringing, wonderful Christmas night. Voices that sing Hosanna, bathed in a heavenly light. Everyone happy, wonderful Christmas night. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Life on earth begins again. Joy in the hearts of children, there in the trees candlelight, all making merry, wonderful Christmas night. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Life on earth begins again. Joy in the hearts of children, there in the trees candlelight, all making merry, wonderful Christmas night.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail, had a little too much to drink. Ain't got no bail, ain't got no bail, and I'm spending New Year's Eve in the clink. I was in the wrong lane, feeling no pain, suit my car to 75, ran right into, you can guess who, and they say I'm lucky to be alive.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year,
they're singing down the street, while everybody's having Christmas turkey, they give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail, wore my shoes out pacing the floor, got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead, ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year,
they're singing down the street, while everybody's having Christmas turkey, they give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas!
A true Christmas classic. Sometimes things just don't work out the way we want them to. You make a few poor decisions, and you end up spending Christmas in the pokey. From Los Angeles, The Youngsters, who also went under the names The Preludes and The Tempters. They're best remembered today for their 1956 singles on the Empire label of Dreamy Eyes and Shattered Dreams. The first issue of Dreamy Eyes came out with I'm Sorry Now on the flip side, but then it was pulled and reissued with Christmas in Jail on the flip side. It's remained a classic to this day, and I just can't stop playing it. You may remember back in my XM days when I used to play that one every hour on the hour during my Christmas specials. But since we only have 1 hour now in the Juke in the Back, I'm just gonna play it once, baby. Up next is a doo-wop group featuring the one and only spaceman, Sun Ra, also known as Herman Blount. He was raised in Alabama, but hit the Chicago scene in 1945 after the war. He hooked up with Wynonna Mr. Blues Harris, with whom Sun Ra made his recording debut in 1946 off Bullet Records. In the mid-1950s, he was part of a thrown-together doo-wop outfit known as The Qualities. I really dig this tune because it's so raw and it's so loose that it comes across as earnest and genuine. And it's spinning this week on the Cool Yule edition of The Juke in the Back. Here are The Qualities, featuring Sun Ra, and it's Christmas time.
Christmas time.
won't be home to help you decorate the Christmas tree. Well, I won't be home to help you decorate the Christmas tree. I'll be thinking about you, and I hope you'll think of me. I know you look so lovely standing beneath the mistletoe. Yes, I know you look lovely standing beneath the mistletoe.
The great Lowell Folsom waxing off of Swing Time Records from 1950, Lonesome Christmas. And man, it wouldn't be a Juke in the Back Christmas show without some low-down guitar blues. I'm your jukebox operator and eggnog consumer, Matt the Cat. Hoping you're enjoying this week's Christmas theme show. It's Cool Yule, a Rhythm and Blues Christmas Part 2. And if you're having a hard time coming up with the perfect gift for that special someone, our own Miss Rosie is here to offer up some suggestions.
Now, kids, this holiday season, gather round if you're stuck and need some gift-giving ideas for your nearest and dearest, or even your farthest and cheapest, from yours truly, Miss Rosie. For the nice ones on your list, whiskey. The good stuff now. You know what to get. Top shelf stuff. Maybe even comes with its own box. For the naughty, whiskey, middle to low shelf. No box. It may even be a plastic bottle. Definitely no cork. Now for the ones you're just not sure about where they fall on your list, maybe your boss or your mail carrier or even your third favorite husband, here's what I want you to do. Take a look in the way, way back of your liquor cabinet and locate a dusty bottle of what have you. You know, the one you got for your 25th birthday that even 25-year-old you wouldn't touch. Tie a big red bow around it, and there you go. Don't dust it off, though. It looks aged and mature that way. Happy holidays, everybody. Happy drinking.
Merry Christmas, baby. You really did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. You really did treat me nice. Bought me a hi-fi for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. I've got good music on my radio. Well, I feel so fine. Got good music on my radio. Yes, I wanna hug and kiss you, baby, while you're standing neath the mistletoe. Saint Nick came down the chimney about 3:30 and left all these pretty presents that you see before me. Merry Christmas, baby. You've really been good to me. And I will always love you, baby. And I'm as happy as can be.
Ooh, Chuck Berry off of Chess from December of 1958 and his take on the Johnny Moore classic, Merry Christmas, Baby. Johnny Moore co-wrote that tune with Lou Baxter, and it was issued in November of 1947 on the Exclusive label, featuring, of course, Charles Brown on lead vocal. So many have done it. It's one of the most popular Christmas songs out there. I like how Chuck Berry tweaked it a little bit to fit his style. Chuck recorded his at a session held on November 18th of 58. Only three tunes were recorded that day. Two different versions of Merry Christmas, Baby, and the classic Run, Rudolph, Run. Lafayette Leake is on piano, Willie Dixon's on bass, and Fred Bellows on the tubs. Chuck's Merry Christmas, Baby actually hit number 71 on the pop chart, but failed to make the rhythm and blues lists. Incredible. Just a minute ago, I mentioned Charles Brown, who of course sang on the original Merry Christmas, Baby. Well, in 1960, he put out another Christmas classic, Please Come Home for Christmas. It was issued on King Records, and it's spinning off the red and green lit jukebox this week on Cool Yule, a Rhythm and Blues Christmas, Part 2. Here's the original, Please Come Home for Christmas.
Bells will be ringing, the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing silent night, Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, salutations, sure as the stars shine above. This is Christmas, yes, Christmas, my dear. The time of year to be with the one you love, then won't you tell me you'll never more roam? Christmas and New Year's will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain, 'cause I'll be happy, happy once again.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week it's the cool Yule edition of the Juke in the Back. So let's go back to December of 1950. If you looked at the original RPM record label, the group is just listed as the Knickknacks. They're actually the Robins, featuring Mickey Champion doing her best Little Esther impression to sound like the Robins records that they had had earlier in 1950 with Little Esther and Johnny Otis. It was recorded on November 2nd, 1950, and it's a cool little Christmas tune and this week's great 78. Here are the Knickknacks with Gonna Have a Merry Christmas.
It's gonna be a merry Christmas. some wine. If they don't have a Merry Christmas, it won't be no fault of mine. Cause I'm so happy, I don't know what to do. I'm gonna have a Merry Christmas, and I wish the same to you.
Now you can take down your stockings, turn out your Christmas lights. I don't want no Santa Claus around my house on Christmas night. It's been a lonesome blue year, but it's about to come to an end. It's gonna be a Merry Christmas, cause I'm with my baby again.
You didn't come home last Christmas, or neither the one before.
If you love me right this Christmas, I won't do that no more.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
May every day be Christmas, and every day be blessed. Let the end of every day be filled with happiness. And may the Lord be good to you with every rising sun. All through the day, have a smile for everyone. At nighttime comes a longing to be with ones you love, to sit around the fireside and dream of stars above. So may God bless you and keep you, come what may. Then every day will be a happy day. Time comes a longing to be with ones you love, to sit around the fireside and dream of stars above. So may God bless you and keep you, come what may. Then every day will be a happy day. May good times come to you every day.
There's one that you never ever hear, but I'm proud to feature it on this week's edition of the Juke in the Back for Cool Yule, Rhythm and Blues Christmas Part 2, Louis Jordan and his orchestra with May Every Day Be Christmas, Decca Records 1951. And towards the end of Louis Jordan's long stint with Decca Records, he was experimenting with different sounds. Notice the backing group on that was not billed as the Timpani Five, but rather his orchestra. And you can hear the organ heavily featured in that record, different than his previous Timpani Five sound. Now, he wasn't abandoning the Timpani Five. They'd come right back in a couple of months. But Louis was just stretching out a little bit. Next, we're going to move into the most recorded Christmas song in history. That would be White Christmas, with Bing Crosby's version selling over 50 million copies, making it the most successful single of all time. It was written in 1942 by Irving Berlin, and usually on rhythm and blues and rock and roll programs like mine, you'll hear the 1954 Drifters version of the tune, which is absolutely fantastic. But I would like to go back to 1948 this time for the Ravens' rendition of White Christmas, which the Drifters version was heavily based on. I say that because the Ravens' version features their renowned bass singer, Jimmy Ricks, singing lead, whereas on the Drifters' version, bass singer Bill Pinkney is singing lead. The Drifters have the fantabulous Clyde McFadder singing the high tenor part, whereas the Ravens use Matha Marshall to sing the high tenor. Now, if you'll remember from last week's program, Matha Marshall left the Ravens in 1951 to form his own group, the Marshall Brothers, and they did the song Mr. Santa's Boogie, which was on last week's program. The Ravens recorded their version of White Christmas in St. Louis in October of 48, and National Records issued it in December. Here are the Ravens with the perennial classic, White Christmas.
Yes, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Yes, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, will, and may all your Christmases be white.
Just like the one I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Christmas.
the holy days, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord.
How can you possibly follow that? Sister Rosetta Tharpe with Silent Night. Issued on Decca Records in December of 1949, it was recorded on September 14th of 49. And she does a fantastic job with that traditional hymn. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed part two of our Christmas music extravaganza this week on the Juke in the Back. I dubbed it Cool Yule. And I hope this Yule was cool for you, baby. I want to take this opportunity to thank all you Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens for making it another wonderful year of Juke in the Back programs. I hope you continue to dig the show. And if you want to get in touch with me and make a suggestion for a future program, or if you have a question about anything I've played on the program, please don't hesitate. Reach out to MattTheCat at MattTheCat.com. As always, remember that soul, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a feeling. And you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. For Miss Rosie, Little Bobby the Bobcat, and all of us here at The Juke in the Back, here's wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a fantabulous New Year. My New Year's resolution? To finally get all the 78s cataloged. I've been working on it for years. Maybe this will be the year. Who knows? Maybe if I just put down that nog and concentrate, I can get it all done. Speaking of New Year's, let's go out with a vocal group classic. It's from the Heartbeats, who were originally from Jamaica, Queens, and they originally went by the name The Hearts, until they found out there was a female group called The Hearts. You remember Lonely Nights? Oh, yeah. Well, they extended their name to the Heartbeats, and the rest is history. 1,000 miles away, crazy for you, your way, people are talking, and this week's Juke in the Back closer, after New Year's Eve. Waxing off of G Records from Christmas of 1957. Have a wonderful holiday season, and I will catch you on the flip side next week. Ho, ho, ho. And to all a good night, everybody.
New Year's Eve is over. I had a nice time. I'm with my baby now, and everything's fine. Did you have a ball?
Yes, Eve. New 365 days, and maybe a
whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.